Welcome to Your Weather on the Coin Podcast Network. This podcast is brought to you in partnership with Keep Oregon Green. Prevent wildfires. From the Coin Podcast Studios in Portland, Oregon, this is Your Weather Weekend with meteorologists Joseph Dames and Kelly Bairn.
Well, good morning, and we're back to Your Weather Weekend. I'm weekend meteorologist Joseph Dames, and I have morning meteorologist Kelly Bairn with me, and we are so close to the weekend.
Oh, yeah. It feels so nice to kind of get through a good portion of the week, and now we have the weekend on tap, and I think it's looking pretty nice.
You know, I have to say, you're right, it is looking nice. I have to say, I wrote an article, I think it was back on Tuesday, that talked about how we had all these morning temperatures that were in, like, the upper... I think we had a string of 58 degrees 5 days in a row, and then... Earlier this week, I think we hit like 55 or 56. I didn't think we were going to break 58. And then we had like a chilly start on Wednesday morning. And so I kind of messed that one up. I thought we wouldn't dip below 58. It just didn't seem like it was going to happen.
Yeah, the mornings have been pretty cool. And I've been, you know, telling folks and saying you may need the morning jacket with these cooler temperatures. Yeah. Now I'm getting into work around 3:30. So even walking to my car, it's bearable, but you can tell there's a little bit more of a chill in the air.
Yeah, I'm only bringing this up because it's going to get a little bit warmer as we get closer into the depth of our weekend. But just kind of going back to earlier in the week, because we had our podcast on Monday and we knew some chillier days were coming up, you know, maybe some upper 70s on Wednesday. But the morning temperatures have been pretty cool. I think I saw even some locations in the 40s, I believe, Wednesday morning. So not bad, not bad, right?
Yeah, out to the coast, even some mist, some light drizzle, and the mid-40s mm-hmm. near Tillamook and kind of that portion of the coast.
Yeah, we need that, you know, just cool us down just a little bit, so... of course, we have more wildfire talk, and we have a lot to discuss for our weekend. But I do want to say Your Weather Weekend is proud to partner with Keep Oregon Green, and wildfire season is here, which means we all need to do our part to prevent wildfires.
Cars, ATVs, and other motorized equipment are all a leading cause of wildfires. So follow these safety tips. Check to see if equipment use is restricted in your area. Use gas-powered equipment early in the day. Use a weed trimmer with a plastic line. Operate ATVs on established roads and trails and park on developed surfaces. And make sure your ATVs and equipment have spark arrestors.
Yeah, you can learn more about preventing wildfires at keeporegongreen.org. So, you know, heading into the weekend, it looks like we're going to warm back up again, probably into, you know, somewhere up into the 80s. And we'll talk more about that. But it seems like that ridge of high pressure starts kind of sliding in our direction, right?
It does. And it's going to just pump up the heat in our region. It's going to continue to keep the rain out. We're around, you know, 36, 37 dry days in a row in Portland.
Ugh.
So it kind of looks like the rest of July is not really going to be rainy July.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like it. So if you had to choose something to do this weekend, what would you do?
Ooh, probably do some sun tanning. Actually, I think I'm going to go to a Mariners game, so I'm dipping out of town.
Oh,
yeah,
nice.
I'm excited.
Nice, that's going to be fun. Okay, well, there's also a picnic at the Pittick Mansion happening
this
weekend.
Oh, fun. Yeah.
Right? And you could even dress up. I don't know much about it, but we're going to go learn about it. So we're going to head over to that interview right now. All right, what do you have going on this weekend? Maybe you already have something planned, and after you hear this, you might want to change it up, or maybe you don't have anything planned, and this event's going to be perfect for you. I want to talk with Stephanie Johannesson now. She's with the Oregon Regency Society. Stephanie, tell me about what's going on this weekend.
It's the Oregon Regency Society's annual Pittick Mansion Picnic, which has been going on since 2007. What we do is we gather in our nerdy costumes. We like the Regency period, but we don't care what period of costume you wear, but mm-hmm. You can come in plain clothes and you show up at 11 o'clock with your picnic. It's free unless you want to go through the mansion. Yeah, you show up and bring your picnic and hang out with us and, you know, just hang out and wear historic costumes.
That sounds like a blast. You mentioned that that's free. And the Pittick Mansion, if you haven't been up there, it's such like a groomed place. It's really beautiful. Do you just set up shop anywhere around it? Do you have like a specific location? Where does everyone kind of gather together?
We do. We have, it's like a French chateau, and then it has this sprawling garden behind it. And then the area they call the point, which overlooks the city, there are some trees there. And we usually set up shop right on the lawn or on the other side where the point is under the trees and enjoy the shade, because it's usually you know, warm, but you bring your parasols and you can, as long as it doesn't puncture the lawn, you can bring an awning or whatever. And we set up tables and chairs and have tea and picnic goods and socialize in our bonnets. It's just a wonderful event.
And some of those will be useful this weekend because I know it's going to be sunny. It's going to be a bit warm out there. And so the parasols and the bonnets, that should help out a little bit, right?
Yeah. Yep. The people of the Regency and the Victorian times, they knew how to handle a lot of sun. So they would make bonnets and parasols aplenty.
Right. You mentioned that it's like a social event. Is there a play? Is there anything else going on? Or do people just get together and just talk and socialize?
Yeah, it's one of our legacy events. And the reason why it's so popular, I think, is because pretty much anyone can come. And it's a great way for new people to come along and get to know other people. So it's just fully social. It's easygoing. You can come in costume or not in costume. And it's really just a great way for people to get together and do something unusual. And Portland has its quirky events, and where our group has been doing this quirky event there for, you know, since 2007. So it's just a great way to meet great people.
I'm sure for some people, it's also a learning event, especially if you have kids that are showing up and they're not familiar with this time period and they're getting involved. Do you see that kind of awe in their eyes sometimes of just like, wow, this is really neat?
Yeah, absolutely. The best part of it is, you know, our group, we've had upwards of 70 people there sometimes because it's just one of our most popular events. And just seeing the people who are coming to tour the gardens, just, you know, any random person coming through the park, they come, you know, come around the side of the mansion and they see this spread of people that, you know, they look like a painting, you know, in their gowns and hats and top hats and so on. And it draws a lot of attention and it really is neat. And children love it. It's a great kids event because they can bring period games like Graces, which is, or badminton, which was called something else. I don't remember, but we play them on the lawn and the kids can play costumes too. And it's just a really fun, inclusive event. We don't draw the line anywhere. Anybody's welcome. So
I actually have the list up here and it has some of the period games, Graces, Blind Man's Bluff.
Yes.
Battledore or Shuttlecock.
Yes. That's what it's called. Shuttlecock or Battledore.
Yeah. Yeah.
And without the net, the between them, you can just kind of bat the little birdie back and forth. So
yeah. Do you know what Graces is? I'm not familiar with some of these.
I do. Graces is you would have two sticks and then there's a what looks like an embroidery ring, which is wrapped with ribbons to make it pretty. And mm-hmm. what you're supposed to do is throw it with the sticks and then catch it with the sticks. It's supposed to encourage gracefulness in ladies to teach them how to move gracefully as they're catching the ring. So yes.
Yeah. I caught up with that idea while you were explaining. I was like, you have to probably be pretty graceful to pull that off, you know,
yes.
And a little coordination and everything. Like yeah. That sounds like fun.
It was one of the few games that, you know, ladies could play, shuttlecock too, but, you know, it was definitely, it's something that both sexes could participate in when they were out of doors.
See, I'm learning something right now. You brought this up and I was thinking about it. There's a lot of trails that go over up to Piddick Mansion. I was wondering if there's ever just some passerbys that show up and partake.
Oh yeah. We've had people, I mean, all day people will come and visit the mansion and they'll walk the gardens and they'll go through and they'll have people walking the trails with their pets and so on. So we'll have people come in and our group is, we're very outgoing and we just will like, hey, come on over. And they'll ask us questions. And sometimes they'll even sit down and we have a share table and we've had people, you know, eating some of our tea stuff and joining us and eventually becoming members and enjoying our other events throughout the year. And it's just really a great way to interact with the community.
Piddick Mansion is such a wonderful place to host this. So that's wonderful. Where can people go to learn more about this if they just want to get online real quick and check it out before they maybe head over there?
I would look at Facebook and just type in the Oregon Regency Society. There's a group page and then there's also just the groups page. So there's a group page and the discussion group and then the regular page. But we have all of our events listed there. We don't have a website anymore. We're going to try and get one back up. But we've been around since 2007. We do all sorts of things besides picnics. We have balls and tea parties and all sorts of things. So yeah, just if you want more information, you can also just show up at Piddick between 11 7 and 3 this Sunday, or is it this Sunday, the Sunday, the 25th, and come talk to us. We're out there and we'll have representatives there, and you can find out more by just engaging us.
Yeah. The 25th is this Sunday. I have to ask this question because last couple interviews, I'm just trying to figure out how people are navigating their events with coming off of COVID protocols and things like that. Is that something that you guys are concerned about, or is it just as is?
We actually skipped our picnic last year. This is the first time we've ever done that. We skipped it last year just to avoid issues with COVID. But I think what we're doing now is we're just letting people decide for themselves whether they want to come, if they want to come in a mask, if they are vaccinated, they're vaccinated. We're just kind of letting it be. I don't think it's going to be one of those times when we have 70 people there. But as long as we have some sort of event to show that we're, you know, we're not gone, we're still going to have events through the year. And we're starting it off with, this is one of our first events that we've had since COVID came along. So this is kind of our kickoff for restarting our programming. If you know you're uncomfortable with it, you don't have to come. You can picnic 6 feet away. You can wear a mask if you want to wear a mask. No requirement.
Well, it's important to keep it going and show that you're still here. And also, it's outdoors, and I think that's really helpful as well.
Yes.
So has there been any weather events that have happened during this picnic that you recall? Anything a little more hot, or any rain coming through, or in the Regency period, how do you deal with rain?
Umbrellas. But we actually have been so lucky, and it was just such a good date to pick, because on the last Sunday of every July, it's pretty much always been beautiful. Mm-hmm. It has been oppressively hot sometimes, but when you're out on the point and you're underneath those trees, it makes all the difference when you're in the shade and you've got your big bergère hat on, and the gentlemen have their top hats and the ladies have their parasols. It really makes all of the difference, but we've been really lucky with the weather, and Portland is pretty good about having a nice dry heat, so it's not overbearing, because some of us are wearing stays and underpinnings and all this stuff, so it can be pretty warm. But we've been seriously lucky.
It's a good time period up here in the Pacific Northwest, usually in July. It's usually not wet. It's pretty dry, and it's definitely going to be dry this weekend. And of course, we're going to talk more about the weekend forecast on the other side, but that's about it. I appreciate it, Stephanie. It seems like it's going to be a fun event. Hopefully we get some kids out there, get some passerbys to kind of just stumble upon it. And yes, I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Have a good one.
You too.
All right. Talk about a fun event, right? In one of the best places that we have here in Portland to offer such marvelous views of the cityscape, right? Okay, so let's get over to the other side. Thank you, Stephanie Johannesson, there. I want to talk about the weekend forecast with Kelly, because that may alter what you might want to wear to this costume event coming up on Sunday.
Hi, this is Jeff Giannola from Coin 6 News, and I'd like to invite you to watch Coin 6 News at 10 on Portland CW. It's our award-winning newscast, 1 hour earlier at 10 o'clock. A full hour of the stories that are important to you and your family from the news team that's watching out for you. Plus, Portland's most accurate forecast certified by WeatherRate from Chief Meteorologist Natasha Stenbach. See why more people are switching to Coin 6 News at 10 on Portland CW. Watching out for you.
Hello, Coin 6 News anchor Emily Burris here. We know your mornings are busy, and we want to help you be in the know as you head out the door. That's why the Coin Podcast Network is bringing you a brand new podcast called The Daily 6. Every weekday, we'll bring you the day's 6 biggest headlines in a quick and concise report, on demand and on your schedule. So check out the Coin Podcast Network on coin.com, or have The Daily 6 sent directly to you each day by subscribing to the Coin Podcast Network on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
All right, getting the family together, dressing up in costumes, going to the Pittick Mansion. I mean, you've been to the Pittick Mansion before?
I have, yeah. I actually ran around that area. The trail system connects up there.
Right.
It is just a gorgeous spot just on the outskirts of town. And you can have some beautiful views of the skyline. Mm-hmm. It's a sweet spot.
Yeah, it's just set up so nice, and it's just groomed really pretty. And
right.
The Chateau of Portland, you know, it's really cool.
Yeah.
Right. So that should be really fun. I think it is going to get a little warm this weekend, though, right?
Yeah.
Temperatures maybe pushing upper 80s. Saturday.
Upper 80s. I think a chance for 90, but right now still staying a little more conservative. In the forecast, temperatures likely upper 80s. And I hope they will have shaded tents or bring your own, because getting out of that direct sunlight will help.
No doubt. Yeah. You know, so far this July, we've only hit 90 degrees one time. So we may be close this Saturday, maybe put us to two. It just feels like we're always like we're kind of not at ease right now because of June's weather. So it just seems like we've had a really hot summer, but we've only hit 90 degrees one time this July.
Yeah, that's true. And even though we've only hit it once, it doesn't mean it hasn't been a warm July. I think our average temperatures have mainly sat right around 87, 88 degrees. So it's like not quite 90, but that's still pretty hot. So that's why. And yeah, a run at 90s this weekend, but if not, it's going to be mid to upper 80s. That's still going to feel real hot. We're expecting pure sunshine as high pressure kind of pushes out that broad center of low pressure. And we're back to this blocking ridge, dry conditions, plenty of sunshine and some heat.
Yeah, above average temperatures. You know, July is still like we're still supposed to be in the lower 80s, 82, 83, 84, somewhere around there. So when we hit 88,
right,
you know, we're sitting a little bit above average. But you probably won't worry about it because you'll probably have a nice breeze coming off the water up in Seattle when you're over there at that Mariners game.
Mariners game. I'm so excited. It's been a long time since I've been to a game. Yeah. So that'll be a nice change of pace, kind of get out of the city for a little bit. But I think all around the Pacific Northwest, it's going to be nice.
Yeah, it'll be nice to go to some of the parks around here. I know kickball's a thing. You can maybe go play catch at the park. A little bit of baseball around Portland as well. So I think this weekend is nice for that. And then, of course, we have that event at the Piddick Mansion. Sunday cools down maybe a few degrees, 85, 86, somewhere around there.
Yeah, if we get lucky. I still think it's going to be a little warm. But yeah, mid-80s probably at the lowest. Still a chance we do hit the upper 80s too. So just in general, a real summery feel. We're just in the heart of the dog days of summer.
It is. If you were sticking around town, where would you go? Coast?
Ooh, yeah, probably the coast. That's always a good place to escape the heat. It may, you know, turn out a little cloudier throughout the afternoon, throughout the days, but still beautiful views and just such a nice place to go. I do want to mention that earlier in the week, there was a young daughter and a father who drowned in the Sandy River off their raft. And it was likely they weren't wearing life jackets, or police reported they weren't wearing life jackets. So if you are heading out to the rivers around Oregon, there are plenty to go see safely. Just make sure that you have your life jackets if you're going to go, you know, beyond just dipping your toes in the water. It's still so cold in some of these rivers, and they're dangerous too.
That's the first thing you should do is put on that that life vest. It really helps. So yes, if you're going to be out this weekend, it's a good weekend for water activities, and just be careful out there. I think we're going to keep it nice, sunny, and dry through the weekend. No big changes. Of course, we had the wildfire conditions still going in central and eastern Oregon. There's going to be some smoke floating around. So if you're over in that part of the state as well, be careful. Maybe head indoors for part of the afternoon if you have a long day because of air quality, you know, hitting a bottom somewhere around moderate, maybe unhealthy a little bit at times, but it hasn't been terrible.
It hasn't been terrible, but definitely noticeable, you know, higher up in the skies from areas near Bend, Oregon, also northeastern Oregon, too, near Pendleton and further towards the border. Just a lot of dense smoke, not from only Oregon fires, but Washington fires and Idaho fires, too. So I would keep track of the air quality. I think in the vicinity of these fires, you know, if you're in a very small town where those fires are burning closer to, you could probably see unhealthy air. And there is an air quality alert in place for the rest of the week so far. So just something to watch with these fires burning. And I also want to mention, in the middle of the week, the Washington Department of Natural Resources closed the eastern half of Washington State and all public lands. So that just includes a lot of recreational areas and state-run camping sites only in eastern Washington due to high wildfire risk. So if, you know, that also includes the gorge on the Washington side. So if you plan to get outside, just check those conditions. Check the Department of Natural Resources and see if your campsite is still open, because there's just such poor wildfire conditions that they are closing it down.
Well, if you're thinking about doing that this weekend, I hope you have a good one. Those are great tips and information from Kelly there. Kelly, thank you so much.
We're going to
wrap it up, and we'll be back on Monday, right?
That's right.
Okay, as always, we want to thank our partners at Keep Oregon Green. We've been talking about wildfires and wildfire season. We all need to do our part. To find out more, head to keeporegongreen.org. Have a good one.
Thank you for listening to Your Weather on the COIN Podcast Network. This podcast is brought to you in partnership with Keep Oregon Green. Prevent wildfires. Thank you.